sabagam bula weekend na turanga na marama dorbo no manella en bonu le bungo kalandi en matin to new zealand sanetin ga ba sabanga ken ndu lo mai kinan ndu bonu lo manu witi ken sa mai bagitu tu na bonu le bungo new zealand la ko mai bagabuli la ko mai bagadaka la ko mai bangito la ko mai bangande se ken sa mai lo ni bonu tunde tu en bonu binango au sa tor tu na binango mo weekend ba kitu gani na ada tale na ada nimbula na ada chisu kristo na ndu turanga en sing binaga ni kuwa Venga rapidi ku weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship ke ne baga rawa na Planet FM ke baga ndona baga tataro ni oti ne baga tabi nga ingiri ngiri nga mai be tal tal nga sele me ki lo laka 212-984-820 au na katale 212-984-820 kani marau mi kitu venga rabi weekend na en mataka ni 79 ndone bunau e baga rauta kitu me weekend na me rauti kendo baga minaka turanga kene marama dhorobo kene wanelewa na iwali nila nga iburuburu ngo seikwaya na bose nikalu ngole nga aki na bose nikalu endina na bose nikalu en alasu na tamata kede nga endina nga na bose nikalu kaya weekend na baltambu sela ni tamata mendo bose lasu silui ni tamata mendo wisau na nanuma sake mbali turanga kini marama ena bless tagi kenda na bose nikalu ena raki nimbula ni tabutu ni tao na lubu iwale na pololoma na mbili raki na mbedi na mbule ni lenga kena mbule ni rabunabua sarauti kenda rubinanga na bose nikalu ni singaninda
hallelujah Greetings to all of you that are actually logging in through the My TV program at 10:30, and it's called God of the Nation. Praise the Lord. This is an invitation to all of you, and for those of you that are here at the Fourth Shore, we actually have the Nambour region that are worshiping live. And we will be sharing the same to everyone that is logging in globally today through the My TV station. Not only that, but also the Facebook. So I would like to invite all of us that are here at the Fourth Shore. Hallelujah. And to those of you that do not believe in God, or you may be listening in from one corner of your home, or maybe you were hangover from last night, or smoking away with a cup of coffee at the end, or standing on the roadside, or just taking a glimpse through your phone as you watch the God of Foundation program here on every Sunday, which you always do, without knowing the actual meaning for it. We stand today to say thank you for taking the time to pop in, and also we say Mbulavinaka to all of you that are logging in all over the world to the station that is in Fiji. And we believe, as we share this morning on the kingdom economics, not only then the end time finances, that this works not only for those who believe in God, not only for the Christians, as well as for anybody who is willing to believe and take ownership. There is a God, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Every 10:30 on every Sunday morning, God of our nation, the kingdom economics, and the end time finances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We are standing here today very strong because of our faith. Not because we are perfect. It's our faith. The faith that accepts you to go to another level.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you have faith, you continue to do what God wants you to do. Mm. Peter came and asked Jesus, Lord, we have left everything. We have left everything and come and follow you.
Amen.
Is anything there for us? Retikongo son accountant son abuniwai son ndongoli son ndausiwa. Kitu sabi ta kidani kitu ya muri kemani kaku tisu. Sangan indu na tamata imbiuta na tamana na tinana na matuwal na banu alau mai muriau ngai sangan saumi. E an rau na bulango 100-fold in this life. But the best thing eternal is waiting for you.
Amen.
So when you listen to kingdom economics, it's something that is real. Kerusin biso, kerusin takal takal mina kasar tu kagerung kami tani. Kerusin tu kena tigo mau resign, kerusin tu kena tigo dan erupara rabi. Kita bosan di kalu.
Amen.
We believe in our managers, we believe in our directors, we believe in the bosses in our workplace, but you don't believe in God.
Amen.
Who put the sun up there? Never fail. Who put the air that we breathe, never run out of oxygen? The same oxygen that Adam breathed Noah breathed, and all the prophet breathed is the same air that we still breathe today.
Many.
That's how perfect this God is. So when we stand here and see people dancing and celebrating, of course we're supposed to celebrate. Of course we're supposed to be excited. Because this God never failed.
Hallelujah.
He never failed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We never thought that we'll be like this, but we know that when God touches something, it will change. It will change from good to better. From bad to good. From good to better. And continue level and level and level. Amen. Because every day with Jesus is always sweeter than the day before. So my friend, whatever you're going through right now, you have to trust in God.
Whether you're a young child right up to the eldest, I would like to encourage you today. If you're a Christian and you believe in God, try your prayer. Improve on your prayer. Talk to him in prayer. Speak to him. Tell him anything, everything, everything. Don't even worry about the words that you're going to tell him. Just speak to him like he's speaking to your father. I know God. So for those of you who do not believe in God, one day, one point in time, you will remember today, and you will remember maybe one of those God of Our Nation program that you choose to pop in, maybe smoking away or drinking a coffee, hangover from the night before. You will remember today when things are not working out for you, when you're down at the dead end. Remember today. Because this God is not only the God of the Christians. He is the God of the nation. He is the God of the universe. He is God. So all of you that are here, we can nangone. Nanda matu bale apa bala. Sana ngono dorong apa tu kana bimbala. Rongo tana bimba. We can dana now. Ngono ngono bakai. Drakin drakin te bale. Bale tana nanda tolerance level is not there. When there's no food, you know, we hit out. So there's a lot of fight arguments. We can't be with you in the Chicken Methodist. Delete out the arguments, the differences, take it out. Hallelujah. Na vimba, na vimbala, na duinduria, na kada kabati wana teboro. Menda bevita lo chiko kina, ngay musuka lebi chiko kina, na nana vimbaro teke na kalo. You know, the devil will always do that. Kiba kain dona kandron duindui kina, you try and turn to God and say, Lord, take away this out from my heart, take it away from my heart. Oh, remind each other, roto nando rubimba, kenda tau lenga tika tunga nrebe tika nabibu kini kalo, roto mada nando rubimba, nando rubita lo na sinibu kikindaro. Amen. So New Methodist, if you're logging in today, or if you're not a believer, you're listening in today, take out arguments, differences between you as a couple, and look up to your children. Yeah, your children are not perfect, as well as my grandchildren. They're not perfect. No one is perfect, including the one that is speaking to you today. I'm not perfect. But you know what? Our perfection is in God. You need to believe in God and trust in God. As we stand here today, you know, to declare to you that there is no other God like Jehovah, you begin to believe in him. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans for you. Plans for who? For you. For who? For you. For who? For you. Christians know. For you. Any individual, mankind created by God. This God knows the best plan for you. Yes, you may not believe in Jesus. You're turning away the other way around. You don't believe in what we are saying. But you know what? I want to speak to your head and the back of your head to tell you, look, your God, our God, he's got a great plan for you. To prosper you and never to harm you. And to bring about the future that you hope for. You need to start believing.
The Bible says in Psalm 133, when she was talking about the unity, the togetherness. Amen. When there's any elements of arguments between husband and wife, Hallelujah. You need to remove that. Because when there's unity, God commands blessings.
Amen.
The blessing is not landing on the platform of your house or your family because of the differences.
Hallelujah.
So the differences between husband and wife or the family, these need to be uprooted so God can command blessings. So how can we uproot these differences?
Hallelujah.
It's prayer. It is the prayer we asking God. Because prayer Hallelujah. Is the only form of communication with God. You can pray while opening your eyes. You can pray in singing. You can pray in reading the Bible.
Amen.
The prayer is a communication with God.
Hallelujah.
And when there is no prayer, how can you clear your heart? Only God can clear your heart. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 3, you are cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Amen.
So the word of God can clear your heart. And when your heart is clear, then there is a unity between you and your husband or between you and your wife.
Amen.
Then the command will see the blessing is already here, my friend.
Amen.
Church, the blessing is already here.
Hallelujah.
The system of blessing is already here. But to download that blessing into your plateau or into your room or into your family, it takes faith. And that faith clears every doubt that you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of us Christians, we are missing out on God's blessing, on the inheritance that you have, because we don't have the platform. We cannot provide the platform for God's blessings to come.
Hallelujah.
How can the blessing come when you don't provide the condition? Iko mo barautaka na nanraki e baka lo malangi pero ni lutukina na bibaka rautaki ni kalo.
Hallelujah.
Tantu nanraki kero mo sikini ni kwa when there is unity na dua bata na bata na bata kani molta baro sala ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. Ero sala ko bata daba lai tu da ke o ko kere kere ti ko me basha mulu ne baki mai langi langi bala daba. Ero la ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. When you have unity, blessings will overtake you and fill you up and overflow from your life because of that's kingdom economics. We are not relying on our salary because we have no salary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are relying on the word of God. The more we put the condition, which is the word of God, into our family, that's what called the provision of God. We look after our bills, we look after our bread, we look after our clothes, we look after our future, we look after our family, we look after our children, we look after our grandchildren, and the church, the ministry from tomorrow. Why? Because we trust in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in men. What is man? The man-made. What is man-made? Organization. The salary. Your work. How many? That is man-made. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in God.
Hallelujah.
He's like a tree by the rivers. Hallelujah. His fruits will continue to bear fruit in season and out of season. Why? Because of the trust in the word of God.
Amen.
The only problem in the world today, because we don't believe in God. Hallelujah. That is the problem in the world today, including Fiji, including us, including you. We don't trust in God. We are standing here every 10:30, hallelujah, against all odds, the God of our nation, against all odds. But you can sail through because of faith.
Hallelujah.
The angel said to Mary, Mary, is anything impossible with God? Hallelujah. That's why God told Moses, Moses, move forward. No tosugiliu. Huh? Tosugiliu. Red Sea is there. Tosugiliu. Tosugiliu. Then you shall see what God can do.
Amen.
The problem with us today, because when we don't have faith, we have fear. The fear is the opposite of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember that. When you don't have faith, you have fear. That's why you cannot do it, because you have fear. Oh, what will happen? Who will do it? Where can I get this? What about my children? Hey, that's fear. But when you have faith, God will do it. God will do it. God will open the door. Hallelujah. God will do it the way that he used to do it. He has done it before. He is doing it today. And he will do it tomorrow. Because he's never changed. He's the same God that walked with Moses. He's the same God that walked with Joshua. He's the same God that was with David. He was the same God with Solomon. He's the same God that came and walked with Peter and John. He's the same God that multiplied the bread. He's the same God that multiply the fish. He's the same God that called Lazarus from the dead. Do you believe him?
Oh, hallelujah.
Do you believe him? Because the Bible says that the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. Some people will call us foolish because we've been preaching about this God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. So that's why don't listen to them. They are case lost. Hallelujah. When you stop at every dog that buckets you.
Hallelujah.
That means you cannot reach your destination. Amen. Let the people talk, they talk. That's their ministry, talking ministry. People that gossip and slander, that is a slandering and gossip ministry. But for those that believe in the gospel, it is the power of God. It brings salvation to those that believe. First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
We believe that. We believe that. Hallelujah. I remember the day that we were coming back from Sydney. We were sitting at it was a Boeing 747, and I turned to Randini. I turned to Randini and said, I've really been burdened that I should resign from my work. Hallelujah. This is just a small testimony out of so many testimony. Hallelujah. And I turned to Randini, but she was busy writing and, you know, the bills. She normally talks about writing and writing and writing. She looked at me and she just smiled. Hallelujah. And I thought, she does not care about what the Lord has placed in my heart. And then after 45 minutes or half an hour, then I remember one of our family friend gave me an envelope. And she said, give this to Randini when you two are in the plane. And I said, oh, our friend from Melbourne gave this envelope. I took the envelope and I gave it to her. I don't know what's the envelope. I thought it was a letter. When we arrived home, she told me the end of the story, her end of the story. What's your end of the story?
Hallelujah. I was burdened by the Holy Spirit. I knew that at one point in time that he has to leave his work, but I didn't want him to go or to leave his work. He was getting double the pay as I was getting. Ronongwane se bulit me balang in doberau ronale ro ro bulit gana primary school 1500 a term doberau so tolunondolundon a term na kenesa wakwaya ena yang vale wibiketo se somich gana vale somich gana matka the normal practical thing that some of you may be listening today or sitting here going through the same. Amen. So with all that in mind, no one under catch kicking no coin is having full time. Now longo because second living home. Yeah longo catch go kendo full time no kabi go kendo full time ya uliu. But it's also a lie. Amen. And I want to share this today because it can be your thought as well. That was my thought. Thinking that the money that we're getting, I'm getting half, he's getting double. So we'll need his double, I can go without my half. But God was different in his plan. Because only he knows the plans that he has for us. So when we went, it's the impact weekend that we had all the medical workers, nurses from all over Australia. So we had all nurses from Melbourne, Brisbane, and also in Adelaide. They usually come once in a month, and we fellowship at the Meru Christian Center. And during one of those sessions, when I look at my husband, I see people were being prayed over. When he reached the other end, the same people that has been prayed over here, they run again to go and be prayed second time. When I was looking, then the Lord said, you need to let go of your husband to come and do my work. And I was so strongly convicted. So we got into the flight coming back. There was on a Sunday afternoon. We got into the flight. I took out my book. I wrote down the bills every month, pay off our four-wheel drive, the payments for the house, all the payments, all our bills. It came to about 1,900 in Fijian dollars. Nearly 2,000. So I wrote it and I said, Lord, if you really want my husband to go on full time, then you really need to help me with these bills. My pay cannot look after that. And this is minus the 100 plus mission that needs to be looked after. Amen. And 20 plus children from different homes, homeless, broken homes, that I look after like my own children. They're not part of the mission, but they're part of the youth, and they come from this broken home. And with all that in mind, I said, Lord, if this is your will, let it be. So I was sitting on the flight. He came in and said, are you going to be eating? And I said, no, today I'm not eating. I'm not eating anything on the flight. So I put a sit down, and I just went off to sleep. Then he said, oh, I remembered this envelope needs to be given to you from Susan. Susan is a nurse, a European lady all the way from Australia that we have befriended during the impact weekends. And when he gave that envelope, I opened the envelope. It had about nearly 3,000 Australian dollars. Amen. For me, that was my message. I wrote the bills for the month, and I asked God, if you want my husband to go on full time, then you're going to help me pay the bill. I was anticipating for him to be doing that when he goes. But he allowed for that envelope to come by my way for me to know that he... And this faithful God remained doing that until we did you know, debt free are living. We want to say, because you're going through your pandemic moment now, complaining, moaning, not enough money, too many bills, too many mouths to feed. You have your phrases, the things that you say at home. But we had ours, because we were not defined by what the world is going through. We were defined by the love that we had for God. So if you're listening in today and you're going through the same thing, you know, like that moment of making a decision, you need to believe and trust in God. For us, it was that faith. And then one thing I praise God about, because anything that we agree on, we always pray together, we always come in agreement together, no matter when there's money there or not, no money there or nothing there, we just pray together. And for him, because he knows the level of faith, for me, my level of faith, I will say, you know, like that, I didn't say those words only when I come to New Methodist and I'm here. I was still a Sunday school teacher way back in the Methodist church. Au sini ni mila kumena lotu New Methodist mama ngekila nangu kilo no. Au lube ni bakatawa. Au lotu tuka batikiri na lotu wesele. Ia nangu bole ni bambu tiko ya. Au sabaka bote kwa menu bunde longu ni koru ni takabra kake denga. Au bina kata mokote viva bole kwa wikenda ni kiro viva sechiku ni kuwa. I want to bring it closer to your heart. Don't serve God because you want something out of God. Serve God because you love God. Uyiko maloma na nakilo. Mbalate kabe kenda na nono bosa. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And on the theme, Bible verse, this year and next year. And no eyes will see, no ears shall hear, no mind or no heart can conceive the great things that God will do. To who? To those who love him. To who? To those who love him. Underline bold the love. You need to love God. And then you'll ask, how do I love God? You love God by doing the work that you do for your zone, for your worship center. Maybe as a youth here. Youth leader, dance leader, we can then HQ staff. Kerando kachik bale we can then HQ staff. You are there. Tiko kerao, tiko rotal talaga sa kya ministry kya. You say HQ staff mo chuka. I mean, if God has anointed and start this ministry, wouldn't He be looking this way? And if you are in the vicinity, you're doing your work. Maybe you're going to logistics or impact, or maybe in any other ops, you come to put up the tent. Sometimes you say to yourself, every Saturday night we put up the tent. We're so tired of doing it. Continue to do it because the reward is greater. You do it because you love him. So you need to get out of your comfort zone and love him. How do I love him? You love him in all your ways. You love him with all your thoughts. You love him with all your mind. You love him with everything that you have. So by loving him, a trigger point in the kind of the kambalala, a second into an age cut off. Abi kemri na ngole buli ni tiko ni koa kemri se study tiko. Vamba tala kalo loma na kalo. Talera rovi na keta kona condition ka ta kamaya. Eta sama mai na nona bi barutaki. And not enough basket. Nothing is standing here behind me. She works with me at my TV. You know, the things that you don't even think of. We ordered some cushion covers from Gasalevo's office and the executive production. And I assumed that was our order. Monday I was bothered having this plastic of, you know, big plastic there on the chair, waiting for somebody to take that and cover the cushion in Gasalevo's office. When I was looking, then the Lord, the Holy Spirit burned me. That's not the cushion cover. Open it. So I came and I opened. No note, no nothing, just my name. Now on the lobakina, a twila maya tini bakadada na outfits, ne sulu. Now on the lobakino sakadibi natasarvatiki Luiso Kavirao. I don't know where these clothes come from. Nango no the kabachuka kina ne sulu the ngachu ne sulu. Some bit maybe a nao tambo. Nayada ni maramago na maramago. Let's see if you're listening today. This is your story. Thank you. All the way from New South Wales, Newcastle. We were sitting there and we went for my medical. As we were sitting in Dr. Om, I have to continue to drink water. And as I came out, I asked myself, just go and look for water. I don't want ice water. I want the plain water. When I walked back in, my phone, the Bible came on and it was messy. Gilmore. And her mom just said, Auntie Rai, I'm here. I need your Westpac account number. And I said, okay. No, generally he said, I need your account number. And I said, okay, I'll give you the Westpac. So I gave the Westpac and I gave the BSP. The Holy Spirit said, no, give her the Westpac. So I gave both. And I said, look, I have a BSP and I have a Westpac. What is it? Then she went back. She said, I'm here. The Westpac works fine for me. But the Lord said to send you some money for your water. And she said, buy your water and buy your mocha, ice mocha. So I've said, you'll never know where I am. You will never know my need. You don't know where I'm sitting. But that was the timing. And we always have those moments. Sometimes when I'm out there somewhere and there will be this prompt. And she said, Auntie Rai, this is a deposit slip. I put in some money for your coffee or whatever that you're doing. This is a particular lady. At that time, when I look at the plastic, the Lord just showed me her name, Wesley Gilmore. So I, because she didn't send me any message or even tell me anything, I vibrated back and I said, Wesley, I'm not really sure, but there's a bag of clothes that arrived into my TV office today. I'm just assuming it's you because the Holy Spirit burdened me, it's you. So I am okay. That's me. That's me. Hallelujah. All the way from Australia, I sent a bag full of outfits all the way to my TV in Turak. I didn't ask God. Amen. So you may be sitting here. You need to believe in God. When nangono the kabo bilaka kinanda taka taka diklo ko kenda dando babu di sa taka tiko. You know we don't do the things of God like it's our work. We're getting paid. Hey, when you know that this open skies and open heavens going to pay you, you're gonna sweat it out because that's your pay.
The Bible says, faith pleases God, and for those that seek Him, must believe that He exists.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
That's why our communication with God and our relationship with God have to be different. God remind me of two things. The way that I play in the rugby field and the way that I do my work in Air Pacific in those days. I gave everything. Everything. And the Lord said, now you are in my work. All the energy, the enthusiasm, na solimbula, na mavoa, iraranikito suike. Hallelujah. Because we don't trust His word, that's why we cannot give what we are giving in our workplace. Redira na dorobo, iraranikito. Redira. They couldn't care less what happened to their body.
Amen.
If only they use that in the things of the kingdom. Because God always challenged me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just mirror yourself and ask yourself, am I committing to God what I always commit in the world?
Hallelujah.
Wooly in a flower. Wooly. Talk on a stone. Hallelujah. Am I on the wheel of all time? So then I do an to was a money. When am I going to get killed? Will you want to go? Satan good sisu. Somebody tank tell what sisu. Sabuki tank tank what sisu.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just imagine what you are doing. Amen. Okay, when you go to town, how do you prepare yourself going to town? Amen. Ikole sili. Varo tekina kene sulu. Nakena seru. Hallelujah. Nakena ibukibuki taudoko. Varo mana no mungarami kalou. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tariko to kesamu, tariko to kesamu. Iko pati ko gori bulta ni ko pati ko ya. Ki ko pati ko ya, iko na ngai bangoli. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord always remind me because we were workers in the secular world. Na zakalaka sili zakarawa, na zakalaka. Ko mai vale. Hallelujah. Na zakalaka ni matakalilai, zakalaka ni mbongilebu.
Hallelujah.
Ngai tukuna tukuna turanga. Mo zakabasara. If you seek me, Proverbs 2, 4 and 5. If you seek me as though you seek silver and gold and the hidden test of this world, then you will realize the fear of the Lord. Londa karabikalau se tiku sarira. Londa masu se tiku sarira. Londa rui karmu se tiku sarira. No, Ike baga indo sa rumo dono gubosa, kasi nita kabo kini dono ka sa tomata lilia, sa tuto bata indo tomata sa tarano na bale, ndel ninuku, ni na tau na uda, dogo na ndombui, na liwa na dangi, na tambaka na bale kwa ia, ena bale, sa kale una na bale, sa bimbuli eni bike nda turangi ni marama dorbo kini wani lewa, ena bunu lewa kwa New Zealand, na bosa ni kalu nda sa rumo da, na numati kwa ha, Tuvo garoto na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, na vingarabi nondambula, ena siyo binaganyukua, ngingiringiringa eni, ena number